He is Watching You, written by Charlie Gallagher and read by Antonia Beamish. She gasped for air. She didn't know where she was. She didn't remember falling asleep or how she got here. She tried to sit up. Her neck shot with pain as she tensed, her stomach too, and she cried out. She felt dizzy. She didn't know if it was pitch black because there was no light or because her eyes were shut. She tried to move her arms to feel her environment, to rub at her face. Her arms were stuck. Other senses were coming back to her. She calmed her breathing enough to detect a rancid smell. It was thick in the air, palpable, like nothing she had smelled before. No, wait, she had smelled it before. But she couldn't think where. She couldn't think about much at all. Some of the fuzz was clearing from her mind. She couldn't move any part of her body, and so she tried to focus on her breathing. She needed to stay calm, to work out where she was and why she couldn't move. There would be an explanation. There would be a way out. Eventually, she was able to roll onto her back. The feeling of the cold metal against her cheek was gone, but the chill and the pungent smell were evidence enough that she wasn't dreaming. She couldn't be. It was all so real. Her arms felt numb. Her legs, too. There were pins and needles in her hands and fingers now that she had moved. Little pinpricks of light came into focus above her. She centered on them, straining her eyes, trying in vain to make out what they were. She concentrated on listening instead. There was a buzzing sound, constant, but changeable, like a tiny motorbike moving closer, then further away. She had assumed it was part of the dizziness and her confusion. Now she considered that it might not be. It was suddenly loud in her ear. Then it stopped. Something tickled her face. She tried to move her arms again. The sensation moved across her face onto her lips. She slammed her mouth shut and shook her head, and her neck flashed with a searing pain. She blew hard. The tickle was gone for just a few seconds before it was back somewhere different. Something walked over her eye. Flies.